Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, yeah. A few weeks ago, I had to get a new debit card. Somebody tried to buy Bitcoin with my other one.
Oh, wow. That's the
yeah.
first. I haven't heard that before. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm happy the bank caught it.
Yeah, I think it was Bitcoin. I'm not sure, but that's like, I don't know. I did a little research on who was trying to make the charge, and it was some, I guess they said it could have been somebody trying to send money Western Union or something like that also, but somehow my card information was stolen.
That's crazy. Well, no worries, but we'll get you up to speed here. So is the new card still under the same billing address on Waterloo Avenue?
It is, but I've been thinking for a while because I've got you guys, and then I was using another website management company, I guess, mm-hmm. at the same time. I've got someone that I do a lot of work with,
mm-hmm.
you know, just for, you know, construction and stuff like that. But he happens to be a software design, internet design kind of person. And I'm going to eventually cut it off with the other website management company as well,
mm-hmm.
and then have this guy, you know, take the lead on managing the website. I mean, there's a couple of so I think I'll discontinue the services with you guys at this point. But it, you know, if that stuff doesn't work out, you know, then I'll definitely give you guys a call.
So I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account. And we can't cancel the account, obviously, with a past due balance. If you wanted to get it up to speed, we can cancel right after. But I want to tell you that will dramatically affect your business, because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but in the time that you've been working with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google. Let me see here. 2,996 times. And you've had 463 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So anybody can manage a website. That's not the value of what we do. The value of what we do is getting the first page of Google front and center in a spotlight position, right? So canceling this would absolutely affect you, because it would unravel everything that we've done in getting you ranked on the first page. Also, we're promoting a tracking number for you on the Google listing, and there's 636 leads on the dashboard coming through that tracking number that we provided. So I'm curious, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Not usually, but I can tell when the call comes through, with you guys, cause it comes through on that tracking number. And that kind of is a feature that I've been wanting to change for a while, but it's just been busy. It's kind of confusing for the customers with having that tracking number and then my cell phone number being different in terms of, you know, if they give me a call and tell me they have something they want me to look at, you know, I tell them to, you know, send me pictures and stuff. It just, I think it's better without the tracking number.
Yeah, that's the one downside of it. People like it because it helps eliminate some of the spam calls. And then, of course, you can track the calls. But the downside is it gets a little confusing because if someone says, oh, you know, I'll text you my address, you can come out and give me a bid. Well, okay, well, hold on, I got to give you a different number, you know, so I understand that aspect of it too. So if you wanted to, absolutely, we could take the tracking number off. And then you would just want to promote this number, right? 619-908-0162?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you wanted to do that, we can do that update. It'll be, you know, live probably no later than tomorrow. They say one business day, but we're also in California, so it's 8:55 in the morning. So I'm pretty sure they'll get it done today.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I can give you the new card information and we'll update it. And then we'll keep it going. For now, I think the new kind of setup that I'm going for, we'll probably look at making that change sometime in March or so.
Okay, I see. So, if needed, I don't think you need it because your friend sounds like they're excellent at what they do and they're going to help you with a new site. But if needed, since you're a loyalty client, we could, you know, absolutely include a new site for you too at no extra cost. So I'll send you a little text message that just shows the layouts of our sites. Sometimes the reason people like them is they're built by the Google certified technicians, so they're highly rankable, but also we can do payment integration on them. So let's say that you went out and you bid on a job and you told them, hey, I want a deposit in order to get, you know, go out and buy supplies or something. People could go right to your site and submit the deposit to you that way. So look it over. I'll send you also a fresh login to your dashboard so that you can go on the dashboard and just kind of see the results that you're getting. And then we'll keep things open and, you know, just leave it as it is now. But if you ever decide that you want us to include one of those sites, I'll put a note on here that we'll do that for you at no extra cost, okay?
Okay, that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so go ahead with the new card number when you're ready.
It's 4000.
Okay.
2300.
Okay.
9725.
Mm-hmm.
7369.
7369. Okay. Expiration?
0128.
1 of 28. And the code?
048.
048. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me. Okay, it worked. Everything processed. So I'm going to send a message to that department right now to remove the call tracking number. And like I said, that will be done no later than tomorrow. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.